Welcome to Featured Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of the featured Wikipedia article every day. The featured article for Thursday, the 11th of March 2021 is Typhoon Mimi. Typhoon Mimi, pronounced M.Mi, known in the Philippines as Typhoon Porgy, was the most powerful typhoon to strike South Korea since record-keeping began in the country in 1904. Mimi formed on September 4, 2003 from a disturbance in a monsoon trough in the western Pacific Ocean. It slowly intensified into Tropical Storm Mimi while moving northwestward, becoming a typhoon on September 8. That day, favorable conditions facilitated more rapid strengthening. The storm developed a well-defined eye and reached peak maximum sustained winds of 195 kilometers per hour, 120 miles per hour. While near peak intensity, Mimi decelerated and began turning to the north-northeast. Soon after, the eyewall passed over the Japanese island of Miyakojima on September 10 and produced an air pressure reading of 912 umbar, 26.9 inches of mercury, the fourth lowest recorded in the nation. Due to warm waters, Mimi was able to maintain much of its intensity before it made landfall just west of Busan, South Korea, on September 12. The typhoon became extratropical in the Sea of Japan the next day, although its remnants persisted for several days, lashing northern Japan with strong winds. The typhoon first affected the Ryukyu Islands of Japan. On Miyakojima, strong winds damaged 104 buildings and left 95% of residents without power. Mimi caused heavy rainfall there, with rates of 58.5 millimeters, 2.30 in, in an hour and 402.5 millimeters, 15.85 in 24 hours, the latter setting a record. One person died on Miyakojima after being struck by airborne debris. Elsewhere in Japan, the storm caused flights to be cancelled, and rainfall-induced landslides blocked roads. There were two other deaths in Japan, and damage totaled 11.3 billion yen, JPY, $96 million. Damage was heaviest in South Korea, particularly where it moved ashore. On Jeju Island, Mimi produced a peak wind gust of 216 kilometers per hour, 134 miles per hour, and a minimum pressure of 950 umbar, 28 inches of mercury, both setting records for the country. The pressure reading broke the long-standing lowest pressure set by Typhoon Sarah in 1959. Winds in Busan near the landfall location reached 154 kilometers per hour, 96 miles per hour, the second highest on record. The port there sustained heavy damage, restricting exports in the months following the storm. Nationwide, the high winds destroyed about 5,000 houses and damaged 13,000 homes and businesses, leaving 25,000 people homeless. About 1.47 million households lost power, and widespread crop damage occurred, resulting in the poorest rice harvest in 23 years. Across South Korea, Mimi killed 117 people, and overall damage totaled 5.52 trillion South Korean won, KRW, $4.8 billion. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 2:16 UTC on Thursday, the 11th of March 2021. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Typhoon Mimi. This podcast is produced by Arbul Smay Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives, sister podcasts, and swag. Please subscribe to never miss an episode. You can also follow WOTD Pod on Twitter. Arbul Smay Productions produces the current events podcast Curmudgeon's Corner as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Amy Neural. Thank you for listening to Featured Wiki of the Day.